This is a Bekiyas recording for Maseches Chagiga, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We were in the middle of discussing the Chumrah that exists by Hekdesh. It does not exist by Truma that the Mishnah had, which is that if one is Metame one of his hands for Truma, it doesn't automatically make the other hand Tame, but for Hekdesh, the other hand is automatically Tame as well. Then there was a Machlokes, whether or not one hand had to touch the other hand for the second hand to be tamei by Hekdesh. And we brought a raya from a brisa that no, even if one hand doesn't touch the other hand, for example, let's say the person touches his hand to something that makes the one hand tamei midrabanan or whatever, let's say he touches kisvei kodesh, and then he doesn't touch his other hand, that second hand is still tamei for the purposes of Hekdesh as well. So we brought a raya from a brisa. Now we're going to bring a raya from a gemara. Itmar nami. We also learned in a gemara that that there was such a din in terms of whether or not they touched. Amar Eish Lakish lo shano ela yada. So we only learned this idea that one hand is metame the other ela yado, if it's his own hand. Avol yad chavero lo, but it does not apply to his friend's hand. Meaning if he touches his friend's hand, that doesn't make him, that doesn't make his hand tame. Would Yochanan Amar Echad Yad of Echad Yad Chavero, but Osa Yad Livso Avalo Litame. So, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Whether it's his friend's hand or his own hand, it makes that hand able to turn Hekdesh into a Revi Litumah. Whenever it says Livso, it means to turn it into a Revi Litumah. Meaning that itself is tame, but it can't be metame anything else. Avol lo litame, but it can't turn it into a shlishi litoma that would be able to be metame anything else. Okay, so that is the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Mimai, from how do I know this? Mikatani seifa shahayad metame lechaverta lekodesh avolo litruma, because it says in the seifa that one hand can be metame the other for the sake of Hekdesh, but not Truma. Hasulamali, why did I need to say this? Hatanale Resha, didn't we already say in the Resha that one hand is Metame, the other hand, for the sake of Hekdesh, but not Truma? Elalav, Shmamina, Lasui, Yad, Chavero. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it must be that there is telling you that not only does your hand Metame, the other hand, for the sake of Hekdesh, but even your friend's hand, if it touches one of your hands, then it's Metame, your other hand, for the sake of Hekdesh. We afre Shlokish Hadarbe. And even Reish Lakish changed his mind and agreed with Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yonah, Am Rabbi Ami, Am Reish Lakish, because they quoted from Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Ami in the name of Reish Lakish. Echad yad of echad yad chavera ba'osa yad livsol avalol detame. So he says that whether or not your hand, one hand is tame, or whether your friend's hand touches your hand and it's tame, it makes it able to pasol Hekdesh, but not to make it, which makes it revi latuma, but not to make it a shlishi latuma. The lifsol of a lola tame tanaihi. And then just parenthetically, we point out that this idea that it doesn't make it a shlishi latuma, that is actually a machlokas tanaim unto itself. It's not. As we learn in the Mishnah, kol aposel bitruma mitame yadayim lios shnios. Anything which can pasel truma, meaning anything that is a shemi latuma, can turn the other hands into a shemi latuma as well. The yad metame chaverta, and one hand can be metame the other. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say yadayim shnios heim vein sheni osa sheni. So your hands are already a sheni latuma. A sheni can't turn other hands into a sheni latuma. So it seems that the machlokas, we're going to explain in the Gemara in a second, but just to speak it out, it seems that the machlokas is when your hands become a shlishi latuma or a sheni latuma, so they can only be metame certain things. A sheni latuma can turn truma into a shlishi and can turn kachim into a shlishi. And that's called litame. But if your hands become a shlishi latuma, then they can only do what's called lifsol, which means to turn kachim into a revi'i, but they don't aren't metame truma, and a revi latuma, as we've already said, can't be metame anything. So now, is the Gemara's medayik, my lav, is it not so that the chacham hold sheni hudelo avid, that your hands can't be turned into a sheni latuma by someone else's sheni hands, ha shlishi avid, but they can be turned in to a shlishi latuma, which means that even according to the chachamim, your hands can become a shlishi latuma lifsol avalo latame. They can turn something into a revi latuma if it's kachim, but they can't turn something into a shlishi latuma. So, and whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds, they could even turn something into a shlishi. They could even be matame. So the Gemara rejects this possibility. Dilma lo sheni avav lo shlishi. Maybe it doesn't turn it into a sheni or a shlishi. When the Chachamim say that yadayim that are shnios can't turn another thing into shnios, that's just saying they can't be metami at all. Ela kihani tanoi. Rather, they hold like the following tanoim. Ditanya, as we learn in a brisa, yod neguva metami es chaverta letami bakodesh avalo litruma divi rebi. This is our brisa from before, that if you have dry hands and that one is metami, the other can make it such that it's metame hektish, but not truma, according to Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Osayad lifsol avalo letame, meaning the hand that became tame from the other one can make a hektish into a revi letuma, but it can't make it into a shlishi letuma. And Rebbe Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they are holding, like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, that it can only make it into a revi and not a shlishi letuma. Okay, now moving back to our Mishnah, it said, Ochlin neguvim biyadayim misuavos. So the halacha was, when it comes to truma, you can eat dry foods even if your hands are tame, meaning even if you haven't washed natilas yadayim, but not by hektish. Hektish you'd have to wash even if the food was completely dry. Tanya, we learn in the following braisa, Amar Rav Chanina ben Antigonus, v'chiyesh neguva, meaning is lakodesh, is there such a thing as food that's considered dry for the sake of kodesh? Now, what does dry mean? Dry means that it was not hukshul lekabel tumah. So something which wasn't hukshul lekabel tumah can't become tameh. So if it's truma food and it wasn't hukshul lekabel tumah, it didn't come in contact knowingly with one of the Zion mashkin, the seven liquids that make a food able to become tameh. So we say that it's no problem. You don't have to wash till zidayim when you eat it because it's not capable of becoming tameh. However, says Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, there is no such thing as hektish that's not hukshul lekabel tumah. And he explains, v'halo chibas hakodesh machshartan. Right, the whole concept of hektish, because it's such a beloved thing and because it's such a high level thing, we always assume that hektish can become tameh, even if it wasn't formally hukshul lekabel tumah. So he answers, lo tzricha, kigon shetachav lo chavero letoch piv, o shetachav hu atzmo b'chush uvekarkar. Right, so he says that either we're talking about the case where your friend who did wash his hands put it into your mouth for you to eat it. You didn't wash the tilas yadayim, but you chewed the food and therefore you ate it, and your friend put it in there for you. Or you used a kli, you used some type of a knitting needle or something like that, which was wood and was not able to become tameh, as your utensil to eat with. Uvikesh lechol tznon uvatzol shel chulin. So, and now you want to eat some radishes or some onions that are chulin, that were hukshul lekabel tumah imahem, together with the hektish food. You want to use those as your spices. Lekodesh gazru b'hu rabbanan, letruma lo gazru b'hu rabbanan. So in that case, the rabbanan said, if you're eating hektish along with those chulin foods that are able to become tameh, they made a gzera that even if you yourself are not going to touch the food and someone's going to put it in your mouth, or you're going to use utensils that are not able to become tameh, still, you, since there is food in your mouth that could technically become tameh, so they made a gzera, you can't eat hektish at the same time. But for truma, they said you're allowed to eat you're allowed to eat truma together with that chulin food as long as you're not going to touch it. That's basically the ukimta that we come up with to explain this line in the Mishnah. Next, in the Mishnah, we said ha'onin u'mechusar kipurim, right? So if you're an onin, if you're in a position where the relative died but wasn't yet buried, or a mechusar kipurim, which means that you were a zav and you need to become tahor and bring some karbanos, and you did go to the mikvah and waited for nightfall, but you didn't yet bring the karbanos. So you need to go to the mikvah for these things after your period is over and you brought the karbanos, etc. But you don't need to go to the mikvah for the sake of eating truma. So the Gemara just asks, my taima, why do they have to go to the mikvah before they can eat it? Since up until they did what was necessary, either bringing the karbanos or waiting until after the burial, they were not allowed to eat kachim. So once they become mutter to eat kachim, they have to go to the mikvah. Okay, next Mishnah. So now we deal with the opposite scenarios. Chomer b'truma. There are certain chumras that exist by truma that don't exist by hekdesh. Shebi Yehuda ne'amanim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yimos hashana. That when it comes to the areas of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael, they were believed that their wine and their oil was tahor the entire year. U'v'shas hagitos v'habadim af al hatruma. And when it comes to the times where they would actually harvest and make the wine and the oil, so then they were believed that their truma was tahor as well. Avru agitos v'abadim ve'hivio lo chavish shel yayin shel truma lo yikablena mimenu. But if those times have passed when everybody was processing their wine and their oil, and then an Am Haaretz will bring you a barrel of wine or a barrel of oil, you should not accept it from him. But you can leave it till the next time when everyone else is doing it, because there is a blanket heter that we assume that everybody's stuff is tahor at that time. But if the Amaret says to you, I also have a small amount of hektish that was set aside within this batch, then you believe him that the entire thing is tahor. Kade yayin v'kade shemen. Let's say you have barrels of wine and of oil which are mixed together. We're not going to explain what mixed together right now means because it's going to be changed in the Gemara. They are believed that they are tahor when it comes to the time of the gitos and the badim, which is when they're processed. V'kodem legitos shivim yom. And even 70 days prior to this time period. Okay, we'll hold here and we'll continue with the Gemara next time.